This is Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law, here for a great edition of Law Talk Live. Today's topic is, how can I tell if I have a personal injury case? So we're going to get to that later. But first, I want to welcome everybody to Law Talk Live. We're actually finishing up our 20th year here on the sky, 20 years in a row, but it's not for another 3 weeks. And everybody knows what's happening in 3 weeks. We've got the opening of Florida football. And so my birthday this year is September 2nd, as it is every year, but opening football is September 3rd, and it's Labor Day weekend. So I'm all excited. We're going to have a blast this month getting ready for fall football season, as well as lots of other things going on. Meldon Law, founded in 1971, is also going to be supporting men's and women's basketball this year. Every free throw made, Meldon Law is going to be donating $19.71 to the Alzheimer's Foundation. My wife Patricia and myself are going to be supporting Alzheimer's Walk this year, which is October 22nd. For those of you that live in Gainesville, Ocala, Lake City, whenever the Gators have their off week before the Florida-Georgia game, there's about 200 events that are scheduled on that, because hotel rooms are available because there's no football game going on, and people are not heading over to Jacksonville for the Florida-Georgia game, which they do the week following October 22nd. So October 22nd, there's lots of really terrific things going on that weekend. Among others, the only official Tom Petty Festival at Heartwood, Meldon Law is going to be sponsoring that. And that's going to be a blast. I swear, the Tom Petty family and the folks over at Heartwood and Meldon Law are working very hard to put together a 3-day event for y'all that's going to knock your socks off. It's going to be fun, and it'll celebrate the life of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and what they contributed not only to Gainesville, but to the entire music scene in the world, Hall of Fame members. So we're very proud to be involved in that. Couple giveaways, get Meldon Law Facebook page. You got to go to Meldon Law Facebook for free tickets. For example, Utah. If you want to score 2 really good tickets for the Utah game, plus a $100 gift certificate to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, just go to Meldon Law Facebook page, and you'll see that it's there. Enter it, and you got a good chance of winning. This week, August 11th, was the first anniversary of Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. I was there along with hundreds of other people. Wow, what a crowd. I got to hang out with the head ball coach a little bit, and some bunch of friends were there. Very, very interesting. I met the new voice of the Gators, Sean Kelly, there. And you guys are going to love Sean. He's going to do football and basketball, taking over for the legendary Mick Hubert, who retired. So we're really excited. Sean Kelly comes from New Orleans. He was the voice of the New Orleans Pelicans NBA basketball team, and is also an ESPN chief announcer for football. So he's very well skilled in football as well as basketball, and you're going to enjoy his call of the game on the 850 AM radio and every other affiliate throughout the state of Florida. Folks don't realize that even though tons of people watch the Gators on TV and go to the games, a lot of people listen to the radio and they listen to the call of the game. And Mick Hubert's been a treasured voice for the Gators for many, many, many years. And it's going to be interesting to see the new transition into, after 33 years, the new voice of the Gators. So all you radio aficionados out there, I want you to check out Sean Kelly, our new voice of the Gators. So that's going to be fun. Today, out at WEC, World Equestrian Center in Ocala, the Outdoor Expo. Go by the Meldon Law Pavilion there. You're going to see the we're going to have our Wheel of Fortune there. We're giving away our tumblers. We're giving away all kinds of neat things, hats, bags, this, that. It's going to be terrific. So the World Equestrian Center, I think it started at 9 this morning and it goes to 3 in the afternoon. So it's put on by some of the local radio stations plus the folks in the Outdoor Expo. Great, great time. We were there last year as well and really had a terrific time. So check it out. World Equestrian Center today until 3 p.m. Some of the other things going on. Women's volleyball is starting on the 20th of August, and that's a big deal. Mary Wise always has that program rocking and rolling, and she's won more SEC championships than she has fingers on her hands. And I think she's got so many rings, she's putting them on her toes by now. So if you want something exciting, go see women's volleyball. We all see it on TV now. It's an Olympic sport. It's a big deal. And we really want to emphasize our support for the Lady Gators as well as the men. So anyhow, I think we're getting ready to go to our first break here. We're going to be back in 60 seconds on Law Talk Live. Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. However, since we first opened our doors in 1971, we've been your community partner as well. With over 600 scholarships awarded through our Meldon Law Scholar Athlete Program, as well as our Veterans Making a Difference initiative, Meldon Law now has offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. MeldonLaw.com, where we won't back down. On Law Talk Live here at the Sky. We're getting ready to celebrate 20 years on the Sky starting September 3rd, the same day as Utah opens up. So we're going to get ready. And hey, listen, I got a something that not public yet, but September 30th, we are opening the Great Southern Music Hall exhibit over at the Matheson Museum. It's going to be incredible. We've assembled a terrific team, and Meldon Law is sponsoring this retrospective of the Gainesville music scene during the 70s, including Tom Petty and all the great artists that performed at the Great Southern Music Hall. Some people know it as a Florida theater, and we'll get into that more. Right now, I want to welcome my law partner, son, and co-host, Carrie Meldon. How you doing today, Carrie?
Good morning, Dad. I'm doing well. I'm up here in Jack's Beach, and I'm just decided I wanted to call in and see what you're talking about today.
Well, I think we're going to talk about how do you know if you have a personal injury case. So that's the question of the day. Why don't you start, Carrie? What are your thoughts?
Well, that's a great question. The answer is the thing you have to do is investigate it. And when you're investigating a case, when I say a personal injury case, personal injury is a term that's been used by lawyers for a long time. And a lot of times people don't know what personal injury means. All it means is that you got injured through the stupidity of someone else. That's it. Someone else did something stupid, and it caused you to suffer some injury. And when I say an injury, it's a physical injury. So, you know, it could be a foot, it could be an arm, it could be a back, it could be a neck, it could be whatever it is. That's all personal injury really means. So when you're looking at a case and you're trying to assess, do you have one? The first thing you have to look at is, am I injured? Because if you're not injured, you probably don't have a case. And when I say injured, physically injured, that's all that means. And it doesn't have to be necessarily a life-ending injury, but, you know, it has to be something that causes you legitimate pain. After that, contact your law firm, which hopefully will be, which we will know will be Meldon Law, right? We're going to do an investigation free of charge, determine whether or not the case has any merits with regards to liability, which liability is just a fancy word, which means whose fault was it, right? And insurance. And we do a free insurance check to see if there's any insurance out there, because without insurance, there's probably not a recovery. Even if it's a $1 million injury, it's not a $1 million case without $1 million of insurance. So one of the things that we train all of our staff to do is look through every single case for any potential insurance that may exist. And oftentimes we find insurance where other law firms fail. And we've been very successful over the past 50 years in finding where the money is. And obviously that's really important to our clients, because as lawyers, we cannot go back in time. We cannot put them in a DeLorean and take them back to where they were before the accident. So the only thing in this country that we can do in order to get people back on their feet is give them some financial compensation for all of their pain and suffering, for all their past medical bills, for all their future medical bills, for their future pain and suffering, and everything like that. So, and that was a 3.5 or 4 minute summary. What'd you think, Jeffrey?
I think you nailed it, Kerry. I think you nailed it. So we're one of the stories I tell my clients is that a personal injury case needs at least three legs to stand on, just like a stool. Everyone knows a two-legged stool doesn't work. So what do I mean by a three-legged stool? Number one, someone else has to be at fault. Number two, someone has to be injured, the person who is not at fault. And number three, there has to be injuries. So you have to have someone else who is at fault. There have to be serious injuries as a result of that negligence or carelessness. And number three, there has to be what we call a deep pocket, which is insurance. And the reason you're always looking for insurance is because insurance companies are in the business of protecting people if they cause a accident, if they do something, you know, make a bonehead move. And look, none of us are perfect. It can happen to anybody. So that's why I wrote the book, Buying Florida Auto Insurance, because the number one thing that Kerry and I see in the office is a significant injury caused by someone else's negligence, carelessness, that results in a serious injury. However, the insurance is limited because in the state of Florida, we have the worst insurance laws in the United States. We are the only state where the at-fault party is not required to carry any liability insurance, which would compensate you for injuries. And I know that Kerry and I have been working hard to try to get that law changed, and it passed the legislature a year and a half ago. It was vetoed. However, I think it's going to come back in a new form next fall. So anyhow, that's the long and short of it. Make sure that if you live in Florida and you drive a car or a truck, make sure you have uninsured motorist coverage, because the third leg of a personal injury case is that there has to be insurance. And in 50% of the cases, people either have no liability insurance or minimal insurance. $10,000 in today's world isn't going to get you outside out of the emergency room, right, Kerry?
You got it. And I want to let the listeners know out there, we offer a lot of services that we don't talk about in our firm. A couple of services I want to let everyone out there know that we are doing every single day. All you have to do is just give us a call at 1-352-373-8000. That's 1-352-373-8000. Is number one, we do up to a 4-year look back on your case. So if you were seriously injured and you decided, or let's say you just got injured in an accident, and you went to the doctor, and they, you know, they said that you had an injury, but you just wanted to try to deal with it, and now it's been 6 months or a year or 2 years down the road, and you still have a really significant injury, or you're still feeling pain, give us a call. We do a free consultation. So that's something that we offer. We also do a free consultation, even if you have prior counsel, we offer a free second opinion. We always tell our clients if they want a second opinion, they're free to have it. In fact, I want them to feel comfortable with these life changing decisions that they're making. So we also offer free consultations. If you already have a lawyer, we'll do a free consultation if you want one. And we don't care. It's, we'll tell you the truth as to how we evaluate the case. And a lot of times, you know, we can give some really good advice to clients. So I want to make sure the clients out there know that on these personal injury cases, these type of cases, that just because they didn't initially hire us doesn't mean it's not worth giving us a call.
Well, that's very well said, Kerry. I think today everybody realizes that there's a lot of traffic on the road. I saw that in Ocala there was a rally to keep people from running red lights. You know, it's like you get a bunch of newbies in town and nobody's paying attention, and you're doing everything correctly, and then someone blows through a red light or a stop sign or fails to stop because they're distracted looking at their cell phone, all kinds of reasons. And so Cal is actually stepping up there and doing something to create awareness about what can you do to make sure that you drive safely.
Right. And like I said, the law gives you 4, sometimes 5 years, depending on the insurance coverage, to allow you to make a claim. So a lot of times I have people coming up to me all the time. Last night I had someone come up to me in Gainesville and say, I wish I would have called you. My injury happened a year and a half ago and it just never went away. I didn't want to hire anybody because I thought it was going to go away and still hurting. And I said, come on in. We can still help you out. So I want the listeners out there to know, just because you didn't hire an attorney right after the accident, which is the best thing to do, but just because you didn't do it doesn't mean you don't have the ability to do it today.
Okay, Kerry, we're going to go to a quick break. Why don't you stay on and let's roll the rest of the show out after this break. We'll be back in 60 seconds on the Law Talk Live. Since 1971, Meldon Law has been dedicated to giving back to our community. Our Veterans Making a Difference program honors the over 20,000 veterans in North Central Florida. We're here for our veterans, our community, and we'll be there when you need someone on your side after a serious accident. Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. Okay, we're back here on Law Talk Live, and we are live. Give us a call, 877-975-9825. That's 877-975-9825. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law. I'm here with my law partner, Kerry Meldon, and we are answering questions. And the topic of the day is, how do I know if I have a personal injury case? So, and when we talk about personal injury, it's not just cars. It's we've got all kinds of interesting cases that we handle that are not necessarily car truck cases. So,
I mean, you know, we recently signed up a case where one of those large umbrellas that are attached to tables was not secured. Wind came and it blew it out, and it actually stabbed one of our clients in the shoulder, breaking off a piece of metal. And then yesterday I saw a story in South Carolina where the exact same thing happened, but it killed someone, which is crazy to me. So you know, those, that's an unusual case. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but, you know, those are cases where obviously you need to make sure the umbrellas are secured if you're going to have patrons sitting at tables eating, and in Florida especially. How often does a storm come out of nowhere and wind gust up?
Yeah, well, and the question as far as liability becomes foreseeability. Is it foreseeable that a umbrella, one that sticks through the middle of the table, might, yeah, you know, fly off? And what preventative measures could the business have taken to prevent that? You know, the first thing that comes to my mind is to make sure that the umbrella is secured. Down below, of course, you have the knob that you twist in order to make sure that the umbrella is tightened. Correct. And that would come to my mind as something that should be done. And the other thing that can be done is, in the event that there's high winds, the staff needs to be trained to take the umbrellas down or to roll them down, because that happens at our home, and I'll run out and take umbrellas down in certain high winds because they start flying away, and it can be dangerous. It's not, you know, it's not something that's laughable. It's something that's can seriously injure somebody. So,
yeah,
you know, so Carrie and I are trained to evaluate cases. When Carrie was talking about, you know, 4 or 5 years, the statute of limitation for a personal injury case in the state of Florida, if you're going against someone else who caused it, is 4 years. However, say they don't have enough insurance, the person that caused it, and you're filing a claim against your own insurance company under your own contract. In contract law, the statute of limitations is 5 years, and that would be called an uninsured motorist claim in most cases. So it's very important that you realize that there are statute of limitations. However, Carrie and I will be the first to tell you that if you're in a crash within 15 days, and actually within a few days, go get checked out if you're starting to feel sore. A lot of times the adrenaline's running on day one, you're fine. Day two, you start feeling a little sore. Day three, you're not getting any better. You're getting a little bit worse. So those are the times when you need to give us a call. We'll help tell you who the best medical providers are around, and you can find someone who specializes in helping you get better from your injuries.
Yeah, I mean, we don't ever direct medical treatment. That's not our province, but we do know a lot of really good doctors in North Central Florida just because we've been around for 50 years. So,
well, not only that, I mean, general practitioners don't treat auto cases. That's something people may not realize. You know, you're in an auto crash, yeah, and you call your general, yeah, practitioner, and they go, well, this isn't really something that we do. So at Meldon Law, we do have a list of people that we know are A-plus quality folks that will treat you and not charge you any money. And the reason is, you don't have, when you show up for some doctors, you have a copay. You got to, not in personal injury cases. So,
well, they have PIP. But let's stop it right there. I want to get back to a point before we finish. I'm sorry to cut you off, Jeffrey, but I want to get back to what I was saying about the 4 year. You were talking about the 4 year look back, the 4 years you have. So a lot of times people will go to their primary care physician, and the primary care physician doesn't know how to bill auto insurance, which is mandatory in the state of Florida. It's not something that they can do. It's something they have to do. If the primary care physician tries to bill your primary insurance, your health insurance is going to kick it back if you have auto insurance and they don't bill that first. So that's what they have to do. And a lot of times primary care physicians don't know how to bill auto insurance correctly, so they don't want to deal with it. And what happens is you start living with this injury because you don't know where to go, and you just say, I'll deal with it. And then 6 months, a year, and a year and a half, 2 years, 3 years down the road, you're still dealing with a real injury that hasn't been treated. Those are the cases I really want you to give us a call on, 352-373-8000, because I feel like there's so many of those cases out there where people say, I wish I would have spoken to someone, and I want to be that person that you speak to. So I'm sorry to interrupt, Jeffrey, but I know we're running down on time. I wanted to make a point of it. before we were done today.
Well, I think that's an excellent point that you make, Kerry, that, you know, if anybody has questions, we're glad to answer it. Kerry and I get on the phone all the time with clients and help explain to them their cases, the strengths, the weaknesses, and how to deal with it. So it's really, you know, it's exciting. Kerry, we were talking earlier about the first anniversary at Spurrier's. What were your thoughts of that?
Oh, great atmosphere, great food. They did a great job of putting it on, and Spurrier had a lot of the crew there. There was the new announcer for the Florida Gators, the new voice of the Gators. It's replacing Nick Hubert. He was there. They had a lot of people from UF affiliated that were at the banquet. Shane Matthews. Shane Matthews is going to be doing the color commentary, I think. Or no, not color commentary. He'll be doing the radio commentary and replacing Lee McGriff in the studio. I don't know if you know that or not. So that was a big announcement as well. So there's a lot of changes going on. Coach Napier obviously is signing some really good kids to the class. And they're dealing with NIL and they're dealing with the transfer portal, as well as obviously Texas and Oklahoma coming into the league. So there's a lot of movement going on with the Gators, but I think it's going to start to sort itself out if we give them 2 or 3 years. I think this year is going to be a tough year for the Gators football team. That doesn't mean that we're not going to have some fun, but I wouldn't have high expectations. But 2 or 3 years after this, especially I'd say the third year, you're going to see this team really rolling full steam ahead.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. And as the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, Meldon Law has got all the inside scoop. We're going to be back next week on Law Talk Live. And as we go out, we're going to let everybody know what side of the field we are on. Go Gators!
From the Meldon Law Studios.
Meldon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators.
This is News Talk 97.3 The Sky.